Good morning. Hello. Welcome to Fish Talk. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. With me translating the show into Yupik is John Active.
Yeah, good morning.
Today on Fish Talk, we're talking about what ONC observed this season, talking with subsistence fishermen and their families on the Kuskokwim. We'll also talk about how youth can get paid to study local fisheries with ONC. My guests are ONC partner fishery biologist Janessa Esquible. Hi, Janessa.
Hello, Anne Rose.
And also here is ANSEP intern with ONC, Anna Pavla. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna Rose.
Anna is from Tintatuliak and is studying biology at the University of Alaska Anchorage, where she's a sophomore.
Biologist Janessa Esquible, Unato Celli, ANSEP Internaluni, Oansini, Anna Paula, Tudurulermu. Celli, Silis Nautoka, Makutungitun, Muris Kaita, Biology, Ukunuk, University of Alaska, Anchorage, Yamuk.
From early June until last week, Janessa and Anna with ONC, along with a few others, were visiting subsistence fishermen at fish camps to talk with them about fishing this season. ONC has been conducting these surveys for about 15 years. Janessa and Anna, what information does ONC get from these surveys?
All right, this is Janessa. So the initial contact we make with these fish camps, we go out there and we obtain basic information on their primary fishing locations that households utilizing these fish camps have been using for many years. We also obtain information on their harvest goals, so that fish camp's harvest goals for chum salmon, Chinook salmon, sockeye salmon, and coho salmon. And we get any other comments that folks have for us and want us to convey back to the weekly Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Groups. All right, so I wanted to add some more information to that. So like I mentioned, we do make the initial contact with as many fish camps as we see that are either out at fish camps or we'll also attempt to call them by phone. But in addition to this initial fish camp background information, each week, once fishing begins, we also collect harvest and effort information. So we ask folks at fish camp how many fish they've harvested, how long they've gone fishing, what type of gear they're using, and how close they are to achieving their different salmon harvest goals, if they're targeting, you know, all three species or maybe just one of the species. And then most importantly, we ask folks to provide us with comments or any concerns that they may have about fishing during that the time of the interview.
Kuvia Doitorten, Nitilim, Ilone, Kazen, Ushakdala, Ushakdala, Larrite, Magut Langnach, Hitnachlis Hitney, Jatatarata, Tawamilin, Kanachutun, Abkawakluki, Igakuluki, Piskalarite, Kapsinik Jangit, Kangwaklu, Jakuchin, Dorten.
You're getting all this information, really the front lines of talking with subsistence fishermen and their families. What were they telling you? Were they able to get the fish, the amount of fish that they wanted this season?
So it varied across fish camp. We were able to make contact with 103 unique fish camps this year, but only 78 of those that we had contacted over the 6-week survey period twice. And so, yeah, it varies from fish camp to fish camp, depending on how many families or households that they are supporting. The bulk majority of folks from the fishing progress question that we asked did not meet their Chinook salmon harvest goals, but many people were pretty close to achieving their chum salmon harvest goals if they had a goal for that species. And sockeye salmon, the last that we had contacted these folks were about 50% of the way to achieving their sockeye salmon goals. And again, more than likely because we finished our surveys last week, people have gotten a lot closer to achieving any one of these three targeted salmon harvest goals.
People got the chum, people got the reds that they wanted this year, but many people, you said, did not get the amount of kings that they wanted. How much did they want and how much did they end up getting?
So I don't actually have those exact numbers. What we do is we ask, you know, how close are you to achieving your Chinook salmon harvest goals? And they'll let us know, you know, not at all, less than half, halfway, more than half, and have met. And with that being said, of the 73 fish camps that specified Chinook salmon harvest goals, we had documented only 31% of those respondents had met their Chinook salmon harvest goals.
So a third of families got the amount of kings they wanted this summer.
Mm-hmm. Keeping in mind that not all fish camps target Chinook salmon. There were probably a handful of fish camps that said they were not targeting Chinook salmon this summer for a variety of reasons, including conservation concerns.
We've had people on the show talk about new things that they tried this year, whether that's ways to fish that didn't target salmon, king salmon, like dip netting, or whether that was different ways to dry fish amid rainy weather or weather that had flies. Did you talk to any families that they were trying new things as circumstances were changing this summer?
So we did have one fish camp, which is such a small percentage of the total 101 unique fish camps that we contacted, and one of them did use a dip net. I think he was on the radio last week, and it seems like he had pretty good success with that. All other gear that was reported to be used by fish camps this summer were either drift nets or set nets. So other than the one dip net that was reported by one fish camp, we did not hear of any other alternative gear types being used. And I guess in regards to other ways of preserving fish, I did hear there were a couple of families that are planning to target more coho salmon this year, and they're going to try, well, they've been doing this for a year now, and they're going to continue drying and making strips from the coho salmon. Even though they're not as oily, they said they're adding a bit of olive oil in with the mix, and that they had a good success last season, and the strips came out really tasty.
How did people say the restrictions were affecting them this season?
So we heard quite a bit of, we had quite a few responses from fish camps in regards to the restrictions. At the end of the season, when we asked folks if any of your salmon harvest goals were not met, please explain why. And in large, the response was that, you know, most of the people that didn't meet one of their salmon goals wasn't met because of restrictions. So that was one of the main reasons reported to us this season. And we also heard lots of comments throughout the season about, you know, folks expressing interest in fishing earlier with the front end closure. You know, folks didn't have the opportunity to use their 6-inch mesh gill nets until June 12th. So that was another response.
What suggestions did people, or rather, what comments did people make that they wanted you to take back to the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group to tell the managers, the federal managers, to tell the state managers? And you were really the liaison between them. And what did they want you to tell these managers?
So we did hear on a pretty regular basis that, you know, people expressing concerns about restrictions, not allow them to meet their salmon harvest goals this summer. Another concern was in regards to the poor weather. And, you know, with the restrictions, and it just happened to be that there was poor weather when they were allowed the opportunity to fish, and it caused several fish camps fish to spoil, is what they reported to us. And we did have a couple fish camps that were happy about the restrictions. And they said that we need more restrictions, and they wanted to continue using the 6-inch mesh to allow larger Chinook salmon to reach those spawning tributaries.
Sarayangan kuviangach kuviangach sluki
Janessa, you're indicating you want to add to that?
Yeah, there was one other response that I wanted to add. And earlier in the season, I'd say probably maybe second or third week of June, after we had the first block opener, so it was after June 12th, we did have a few fish camps that, you know, told us, hey, we didn't get enough notice in regards to the fishing opener, and because of that, we weren't able to even go fishing. And so there were a few folks that expressed they really needed to have more notice, you know, rather than, because I know at one point it was less than 24-hour notice for folks that there would be a fishing opportunity provided.
We have another person in the room who we haven't heard from yet, Anna Pavla. And Anna is working, she's been working with Janessa all summer doing these surveys. Anna is an ONC intern. She is from Tintutuliak and currently studying biology at University of Alaska Anchorage. So Anna, you've been an internship, you've been asking fishermen, families about fishing this season. You grew up fishing on the Kuskokwim. Did you learn anything that you didn't know before?
Hi, this is Anna. The things that I learned about going to fish camps was a bunch of people like that you speak Yupik when going to their fish camps because they feel more comfortable talking to you if you do speak Yupik rather than if you don't understand it.
And you speak Yupik, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. John's giving her a big thumbs up in the room.
Una Anna Pavla chali on sini chali tunjululer menguluni nutum internaluni nkatungit nulit nauchtuk. Litrokuka nitlasrokuk yugnik nangatuli nik nkrisarne.
Anna, did you learn anything else? So you learned that people really appreciate when you speak Yupik. How did that affect your interaction with the families?
This summer I learned that even though you have a bunch of restrictions this summer, it's challenges in time of restrictions, a bunch of people don't like doing surveys just because they're not allowed to fish, I guess. And, like, on a regular year, if there's not a bunch of restrictions, people are more comfortable talking to you and doing the surveys.
Imirakat changta mung, kafsin changshit
And we had another person just join us, Avery Hoffman. Hi, Avery.
Hi.
Avery was at cross-country practice. He's a senior at Bethel Regional High School. And Avery is also an ONC intern who's been going around to these fish camps with Anna and Janessa. So I was just asking, Anna, you grew up here on the Kuskokwim fishing, been going around doing these surveys. Did you learn anything you didn't know before?
Not really.
What have you gained from doing this internship that's focused on fisheries, on learning more about local fisheries, collecting biological information? Were you considering pursuing science? Would this help you do that?
Yeah, I am interested in becoming a biologist or wildlife management.
And is this internship a good path to, you think, to going down that road?
Yeah, it came, or it has good leadership, going to the fish working group meetings, learning how everything works, how the meetings go.
Up to every half naturally, it's a quani hua own sini chali luni. Litnal resin hoop chali luni, jam cooklit ho kekbuk. Do a qua luxur lami amsum asanaculit hunri doctor guam. Litnal hamigun internal luni. I pagitaima. Biologist Jauch Jugluni Kan Kashok, I Pagnishali, Miskolert Moguluni, Binanarmini, Toyta Makun Kishwa.
Anna, I want to ask you the same question. You're studying biology, you're a sophomore at UAA. How does this internship add to that study?
Right now, I am wondering if I want to go into fisheries or wildlife. I'm still not sure, but this was a really great experience. And with this internship, I learned how to talk to people who I'm not really comfortable talking to. And going to fish camps made me more comfortable talking to people who I'm not usually used to talking to or don't know. So that was a pretty good experience, I guess.
Una Anna Chali Abchanik Litchanik Chali Chalitchmini Kekbuk Chalemini Anna Pilhoa Ipagnjay Masu Sin Kutungitun Chalismuk Chugluni Umyochtok Wasukam Skulichni Chalinaluni Umyochtokungluni. Jali ayaga kami asik hoa nakhsisigun kalagutlas khmeniki yut rang nakhsit yuhtun to etamana kinchi topic pekpak hoa.
Tell me about how someone would get involved with this internship if they were interested. So what do you have to go through? And then how long does the internship last?
Normally, the internship lasts about the length of the King Salmon Run with the ASL sampling. ASL is age, sex, and length for taking scales off the salmon, off the Chinook salmon, so we could determine how long it's been staying in the ocean and how old it is.
And how does someone get involved with this internship?
Normally, if you like being active and youth representative or good leadership, if you know how to drive a boat and you can navigate the river to fish camps.
So those are the skills you need going into it. And then how do you apply? Who do you talk to? Everyone's pointing at each other wanting the other person to answer.
All right, I'll speak to this. So I actually advertised through, this is Janessa, I advertised through Bethel Regional High School, and I coordinated with the science teacher, Tad Lindley, and I think that's how Avery found out about it, as well as Elijah Lindley, who was another youth representative. This is the first time we've had the high school summer youth representative, and the goal of this program was to expose younger students from this area to fisheries management, different projects going on along the Kuskokwim. Avery had the opportunity to go to Antioch and do some work there. He learned how to put together the Salmon River Weir. And then Anna's going to be going to the Holakuk next week. So I think that for Anna specifically, she applied through the ANSET program, and I met Anna last summer at the Summer Bridge ceremony. So it was like a graduation ceremony when the Summer Bridge students, which is when your summer after your senior year in high school, you do a month-long internship with ANSEP, which ANSEP is Alaska Native Science Engineering Program. You then complete that internship, and they have a big graduation ceremony. And so I went there to recruit students in hopes that we would be able to work with a student this summer. And that's how I met Anna. So I've been coordinating with her I first met you like a year ago. And we've kind of kept in contact since then.
One of the goals of this program, the internship program, I understand it has many goals, but one of them is to build locals to become the managers on the river. Is that correct? Am I understanding it?
Yeah, I don't have a goal for locals to, you know, to become managers specifically. I just am in trying to encourage youth from the Yukon-Kuskokwim area to consider careers in the natural resources, to come back and maybe work for the refuge, for ONC, Alaska Department of Fish and Game. And so I've tried to allow for all of our interns to work with all of those entities, with not only ONC, but working with ADF&G and working with the local refuge here, to see how it is to work in these different with these different organizations.
Toi singumalaga et makutaikiot takuni chalis kluki Genesim.Gishwa.
How would it affect the region, you think, having locals doing this work with natural resources, whether that's biology or management, technicians studying it?
They would like the idea more if they knew the person managing the resources.
They would have a better response to people who they knew?
Yeah.
Anna?
It would be good to speak Yupik, and also having this type of, if you want to become a biologist, you should do this type of work, I guess, during the summer to have an understanding of what you might be doing in the future. And that's
great. John? You're indicating you want to add to what you were just saying about locals being involved with natural resource management study?
It's good that you are from the village or are from the Yukon-Kuskokwim area, because you know how, or we know how, living here all of our life. And we have a special connection to the Kuskokwim, and are interested and want to manage a resource and resource you and other families.
Anam chali kanshni ilakat hui huatin. Asin rokhuk makume nguluni chalisk ukuni. Doa kukwa nasunritlamakhtiki ayokutse makumilkam.
How many internships are available each summer?
This summer, we had 4 interns. Next summer, I will likely have 1 to 2 high school youth representatives and 1 ANSEP intern.
And this internship is paid. How much are interns paid every summer?
Well, the ANSEP interns, they're funded through the Rasmussen Foundation, and so they're paid $18 an hour if they finished 1 year of college. And the high school youth representatives, it can vary anywhere from $12 to $14 an hour.
Yeah, apso anam kaisun makut intern at chalri kech pag am sasot. Stamani Luki Maik Pakka High School Arak Chalisu Ansapami Chalrit Ashaku Hukpinga Uchikut Apsho Chalikaisun Ukut Akiliu Malachtat Chalilreni Kehpak Bukut Ansapat Akimek Pinga Chipasuku Akingitu Sasamiloni Ukut High School Arat Akinga Shooting Huakin Kulam Malrunik Yavit Akimen Meron retarnen sasamiloni unangaksuting akingaksuting kwa.
Anna and Avery, is there anything that you wish you knew leading into this internship that you want other potential interns to know? Anna, do you want to go first?
The one thing you should have going into this internship is a driver's license, because a lot of villages like me, when going into a different place, you don't have a driver's license, and that's very helpful because you do a bunch of driving, taking down the boat, deliver fish from the Bethel test fish.
Avery?
I would say not to be too shy when you are talking to people doing the surveys, like on the phone. Sometimes I have to call them back over and over again if I forget to ask them a question. And sometimes I just don't want to call them because I've already called them like 3 times, but I eventually call them. But they're normally good about it. Chuckle. And on the fish camp surveys, everyone's good. Make sure you're not hungry. And if they don't want to do it, they'll just say, sorry, I'm not interested, and then you just move on to the next fish camp.
Is there a favorite snack you'd bring to make sure you weren't hungry?
I think he means by they feed you, right?
Yeah.
The fish camp, man, they're like young people that are interested in fishing. They feed you. You don't get hungry at fish camp. Yeah, up for chale kaisen, I go chenik mana kech pak chalis khat, ana peshok maneta montres me, nuna koch shootun, I agak pasutut, chale, awaling knak shooting, nuna koch shootum, lysen naratik dohwa, I agalam amsamak mani, evi chale peshok, tasuk knani hook yuk chale nahook. To a apkau lamkti yut nkhisrni apkau ramkti chali su pikhluni gagnetni luku khwa nkhisrni nrafka lamkti mago chali siagat.
Avery, you were able to go up to Aniak and help with that weir. What was the work that you did there and what did you learn?
Work that I did, we drove up the Aniak River to the Salmon River, which is quite a long boat ride. And when we got there, we finished setting up camp and we started putting in the braces for the weir, going across the river with our chest waders and putting the braces far enough so that the panels to stop the fish in, so we would funnel them into one spot where you count the fish into the tank box. And after that, they sent me back down. And then I fished with ATF, and they taught me how to mend nets, and that was about it.
And ATF is?
Aniak Test Fish.
Kensermini Avery. Charlie Sermini Kenny Anirami Lisho Quigit Nikayo Kuchitnik, Chow Chitnik Su, Charlie Su, Charlie Suluni Kayo Suni Tumasuki Magat Weirat, Naki Wheat, Upsuki, Nkipi Palgata. Do I am Sermik Lisuni Tamako Tungitun, Charlie? Pinan Rmini, Leeds Hook, Tamakuni King, and we were in a Pifklani, Makunik Totten, Chasmagaranik, Agachiaranik Totten, Kuvianik, Leesuni, Tamakut Pichpaka Evim.
And Anna, what did you do?
This summer, I started off with doing training. Before I started working, I started a little late, and then I worked in Tunt for about a month, working with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission to try as a community-based monitor, and I did surveys with the villagers, and that's really helpful, especially because you know them. And then when I first came back to Bethel to work with Janessa, I distributed fish from the Bethel Test Fish to elders, disabled and widowed in and around Bethel, conducted fish camp surveys and boat harbor surveys, and I attended weekly Kuskokwim River salmon working group meetings. I went to the Gwichluk Weir with Janessa, and it was an overnight trip. We just went to go check out and meet the crew there, and then they brought us over the weir, and we went a couple of bends down to do some minnow trapping, identify plants, identify birds. And I will be going to the Holoka to be doing genetic sampling and water testing next week. And I will be giving a presentation at the end of my internship.
You're going to be going where next week?
Holokuk, the river?
Upriver. Yeah. Holokachuk, I think, I don't know. Jamkleet, Hanakana, Upthor, Anna Rosam, Ugunikur Chale Katarmini, Litro, Makut, Kalika Tatokait, Pilila Setnik, Chale Zu, Ugut Kaskum, Intertribal Tribal Commission at Ilakhlugi, Kurtarata, Ilagot, Lashok, Chale Chaleshok, Nunaharani, Nakshunasini, Paksakatki, Makut Nkang Nakshit, Nakshulrit, Azik Shokok Chale, Arok Lashit, Nakat Pitanik, Tesfistrinik Manim. Asani su witel renik magun kan renun nxu sigal renun su asik xota mana qoxta gata sun nxnik bichiglutin ilagot las xusin yuni mani mount rilmi bin bil kex baklu ilini kuixumun nqit naqiwetun bisxuluni dosu binan mini qawa vetakarun holoke chikwe we're on jali yaxtuqluni binar mini kekpak again
tight. Anna, how was it different for you doing the fish surveys in your home village of Tuntutuliak compared to the villages surrounding Bethel?
In Tunt it was easier because everyone was willing to do the surveys compared, like, since I am from there, they're more comfortable with someone who's from the village to do the surveys, and they don't mind how many questions you ask just because you're from there, I guess. And then compared to here, I was pretty shy coming into doing the surveys because I didn't know who the people were, and being exposed to that, it was challenging at first, and then it became easier as I did the surveys more and more.
Anap Kokasunayo Kuchenik, Jalis Rumini, Mani Mount Rishami, wanted to do Lermi. To do Lermi Kukasin Roshok, Jalis Rumini, to a Kukwat Tamatu, Tamakurmiungaume. Chalisu Amsram Yun Lasuf Knaku. Kasin Kukayuk Shoa, the money Chalisk, Mani Sumam Trisk, Mani Mam Trisk me. Tasru Lasuk Toka, Ut Mani Makumi Nasomiki, Tasru Aksuni Persuni. The Wamping Ran Chaleni Kuyak Shoa.
Lastly, what's the importance of doing these surveys?
So this is Janessa, and I think there's a couple reasons why these surveys are so important. And one, it's to allow local subsistence user input into the weekly Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group meetings. We really hope that people, you know, we've been doing these surveys for 15 years, and oftentimes these are the same fish camps that we've been visiting for 15 years. And it's important for them to express any comments or concerns and for us to convey that back to managers. The second reason these surveys are so important, especially over the past couple years, is the data we've been collecting on how many fish people are harvesting, how long they're going fishing. Mm-hmm. So more specifically, catch and effort information has been used by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to produce in-season subsistence salmon harvest estimates. So how many salmon are being harvested in this area that we're doing the surveys? Not only from information at the fish camp, but also at the boat harbor. And I'd like to really say that, you know, without the people here being willing to do these surveys and being so patient and kind to us and generous, offering us food, offering us to go into their fish camps, this project would not be successful. And I want to say kuyana and thank you to everyone who has participated in our surveys for this season. I really appreciate all of you, and I'm really thankful.
As we're reaching the end of our hour, is there anything you'd like to add?
Thank you for having us here on KYUK, and that's it.
Well, thank you so much for taking your time for coming over to the studio today. We've reached the end of our show. Thank you again, Janessa Esquible, Anna Pavla, and Avery Hoffman for coming in, talking with us. Thank you, John Active, for translating. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. You've been listening to Fish Talk.
Well.
Thank you.